Tomorrow is the day that Iraq's neighbors meet to consider how to stabilize the country. Diplomats from Turkey, Iran, and Syria will show up in Baghdad along with representatives of other Arab states. And they'll be joined by Iraqis and Americans. The head of the U.S. delegation, David Satterfield, says he is willing to talk directly with his counterparts from Iran and Syria.
If we are approached over orange juice by the Syrians or the Iranians to discuss an Iraq-related issue that is germane to this topic, stable, secure, peaceful, democratic Iraq, we are not going to turn and walk away.
And we're talking now with Robert Malley. He's the Middle East and North Africa Program Director of the International Crisis Group, and we have reached him in Jerusalem. Mr. Malley, how much does it matter that the U.S. and Iran could be talking over orange juice or whatever other beverage comes to hand?
Well, it could matter a lot or could matter very little. If it's purely to talk about Iraq and purely to talk about American concerns about Iraq, I suspect Iranians are not going to be particularly interested, whether it's orange juice or something else.
You're saying that the Iranians have more that they want to talk about?
They would presumably want to talk about a whole range of issues that concern them, whether it has to do with their bilateral relations with the U.S. or with their regional interests. And the question is whether this one meeting could serve as a launching pad for broader discussions or whether it's a one-time affair.
Have you seen indications that Iran's attitude is going to be, look, United States, if you want help on Iraq, you need to talk with us about these other issues that we have concerns about?
Well, whether they say it explicitly or not, that certainly will be their implicit message. And so I don't think that's the way they would approach it. But the proof will be in how they act in Iraq more than in what they say at the conference. And I think if they feel that their other interests are not taken into account, one should expect a less friendly attitude towards the U.S. when it comes to Iraq.
American officials have said repeatedly about Iran and also about Syria, all of Iraq's neighbors really, that it's in their interest to have a stable Iraq, that they have no real interest in a chaotic country. Why would that not be motivation enough for these neighbors to talk and see what they can do to get a more stable country?
Well, it certainly is motivation to a large extent in both cases, in the Syrian case perhaps even more strongly because you're dealing with a relatively fragile regime that wants to make sure that it doesn't have a civil war in Iraq that could threaten its own interests. So I think you've seen on the part of the Syrians already a change in attitude in working with the Iraqi government. But interests are a matter of priority, and one of their priorities is to see Iraq become stable. But another priority is not to be the target of what they see as U.S. attempts to destabilize them. And if the two come into conflict, I think their first priority will be to defend against the U.S., which could mean acting against their own interests and not seeking to stabilize Iraq.
Now, this meeting of Iraq's neighbors is something that a lot of people have been calling for some time. As you know, Rob Malley, the Baker Commission, the Iraq Study Group called for this, among others. Can the people at the table this weekend actually do something that would stop the war?
No. This is the first meeting. It's a relatively low-level meeting. And as we've discussed, there are many other interests that are going to have to come into play to see Syria, Iran, and others play a more constructive role. But it's a first step. It's late, but it's a first step. It's an important one if it can lead to further ones. And I think if there's a positive atmosphere at this meeting, and if the U.S., Iran, and Syria can at least reach implicit agreements that they're going to be talking about this and other things in the future, then perhaps it's one more of the ingredients that one is going to see stability in Iraq, but it's going to take much more than this one meeting.
Mr. Malley, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Robert Malley is the Middle East and North Africa Program Director for the International Crisis Group. He joined us from Jerusalem.